here's a story from The World.
5 years ago, the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, launched his all-out war on drugs. And since then, thousands of people have been killed, nearly all of them during anti-drug police operations. Only a handful of officers have been convicted of murder. But this week, a long-awaited step toward justice took place. Reporter Ashley Westerman has our story.
Back in 2018, International Criminal Court Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda launched a preliminary investigation into President Duterte's deadly anti-drug war.
While some of such killings have reportedly occurred in the context of clashes between and within gangs, it is alleged that many of the reported incidents involved extrajudicial killings.
Now, over 2 years later, Bensouda says she believes crimes against humanity were committed between 2016 and 2019. And on Monday, she announced she would seek authorization from the court to open a formal investigation. In her nearly 60-page request, Bensouda said that her office has found a reasonable basis to believe that 12 to 13,000 Filipinos had been systematically killed by the Duterte government.
The long wait is over.
That's Father Flave Villanueva. He runs the Arnold Janssen Kalinga Foundation, a Manila-based center that provides resources to families of drug war victims. Villanueva says the ICC investigation means a lot to them.
It's a victory. It's something that we have struggled for, and now it's a step closer to justice.
Police in the Philippines say that over 6,000 people have been killed since anti-drug operations started in 2016. Rights groups say a lack of police transparency means the number may actually be three times higher. President Duterte, who campaigned on eradicating drugs from the country, has denied condoning these extrajudicial killings, but he's also insisted that victims resist arrest. His spokesman, Harry Roque, called Monday's announcement legally erroneous and an insult to the Philippine justice system.
Obviously, this is intended to embarrass the president, but the president is a lawyer. He knows what the procedures are. They will fail. The president has said that if need be, he will argue his case personally before the International Criminal Court.
Roque also said that the president will never cooperate with an investigation because the Philippines is no longer part of the Rome Statute, the establishing treaty of the International Criminal Court. While the Philippines did pull out in 2018, now outgoing ICC prosecutor Bensouda says the court still has jurisdiction over alleged crimes committed while the Philippines was still a member.
None of that at this moment matters because the most important thing, as far as the victims are concerned, is that justice seems to be working, and that the hope is that this will contribute to the end of the drug war policy in the Philippines for now.
Carlos Conde is with Human Rights Watch in the Philippines. Groups like his say that the drug war has done little to reduce drug use in the country or take down high-level drug kingpins. Instead, they say it has mostly targeted low-level pushers and users.
This is definitely a very big boost to the human rights movement in the Philippines, something that is important to us and to the thousands of families of victims.
Lawyers for victims' families say that while Monday's announcement is a big step, there's still a long way to go. Meanwhile, Duterte's war on drugs continues, even through the pandemic. The International Criminal Court judges have 120 days to make a decision on whether to start an investigation. For The World, I'm Ashley Westerman.